Good morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Tuesday morning, a slippery, very dangerous driving morning. So if you're on the roads, please be careful.
David, I took a look outside the window this morning at 4 a.m., and it was pure ice built up on the road. Anybody who drives in this is going to go slipping and sliding, and you have to be very, very, very careful, because this is the worst thing I've seen all year.
And don't forget, when you step out the door, watch the steps. That could get you too. Well, of course, we were shocked over the weekend to learn of the death of Antonin Scalia, and we see in the paper this morning where things may be headed, Alan. Republicans closing ranks over Justice's replacement.
Well, you know, they're taking a chance, and I'll tell you, they're saying that the President of the United States should not commit to his constitutional duty, and his constitutional duty is to appoint somebody. It says so in the Constitution. He's got a year to go. He doesn't have 2 weeks, and the American people aren't going to like it. Meanwhile, there are going to be a whole host of 4-4 decisions, which are going to mean things are going to stay the way they were. And this is going to mean bad news for the Republicans, because instead of having a 5-4 majority leading the country further and further into the conservative wilderness, it's going to be 4-4, and it's going to be a huge difference. Now, if I'm the president, and I think I said this yesterday, what I would do is I would appoint either a Republican or a moderate, somebody who would vote with the majority, making it 5-4 the other way, but somebody who would be seen as being an honest broker so that the Republicans would be embarrassed when it came to voting against or not even allowing a vote on somebody of their own stripe. Now, if Hillary or Bernie wins the presidency, that is going to mean that the court is going to be Democratic for a long time, as so other people retire or get off. So it is a real calculated gamble on the part of Mitch McConnell, who wants to be seen as conservative, although I'm told and we read that he's not as conservative as some of the other guys, between Mitch McConnell and some of the other sort of more moderate Republicans. But they're being led by the nose by the conservatives, and they have to do it. So it's a real risk for them if they lose the presidency, and it certainly appears that they might. That's going to give them a lot of trouble. Now, if Hillary Clinton becomes the president, for example, or Bernie Sanders, what's going to happen is that a lot of these Republicans are going to be in bad shape because they made a bad decision. The other thing that's going on, David, is that lots of Republicans are running for office. Many more than Democrats have to defend their seats, and some of these in real close states. So if they are saying to the president, don't do what you're supposed to do, appoint somebody, and we're going to be seen as being, you know, tough guys, they risk losing, and the Senate looks like it could go Democratic. It's going to be very close. So therefore, I think that the Republicans are in a very bad lose-lose situation.
We go to the Republican side of the presidential race, Alan, and the clash of GOP giants as Bush's take on Trump. With Jeb Bush, reading from the Times, facing increasing pressure in South Carolina after lackluster showings elsewhere, tapped his brother George to vouch for his decency in a race that has been driven in recent weeks by Donald Trump's insults. That now, with what we're hearing, is more threatening from Trump to run on an independent candidacy.
Well, if, of course, Trump runs on an independent candidacy, the Republicans lose. My bet is that he won't do that. I think that's bluster. But with Trump, you never know. It's the one way he has of keeping the Republicans in line, and he has been doing that from the first day. Remember, they're all up on the thing, and everybody had to promise that they wouldn't do that. It was really clearly aimed at him, and he was saying nothing doing. So if, in fact, you know, in the beginning he was all over the place, he said he wouldn't, he said he might, now, if he's beginning to hint again that he might, it means that he's getting sick and tired of them ganging up on him. And he really does have them in a very compromised situation. I know that if Mike Bloomberg comes in, on the other hand, as a third-party candidate, you will see the potential destruction of the Democratic candidate, because he'll get a lot of Democratic votes. Nobody will get a majority. It'll go into the House of Representatives. And that would spell, of course, a Republican victory. So third-party candidacies are very dangerous in this situation.